Good morning, everyone. Jeremy Johnson and
Mike Santos.
Yes, he is.
That's so, right.
And I appreciate y'all coming out and joining us again for what's becoming our weekly time to spend together.
That's right.
Talking to you about podcasts and stuff and insurance.
Yeah, trade secrets, and health insurance, but we do other lines of insurance. But yes, this is episode 7, I believe.
Episode 7.
Yeah.
Wow, we've been doing this for 7 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it's
8. Oh, it's 8? Oh, it said 8.
8.
It's got an update from upstairs. Yeah. All right, we're in number 8.
Upstairs. Last time somebody talked to me from upstairs. Anyway, y'all, we know y'all are getting some great value and content out of this. We're starting to get phone calls and text messages, engagements, interactions from agents just like you that are either A, looking for a home, or B, just looking for some guidance. And I promise you, when I went independent 17 years ago, and that was a few years before I found the trusted senior specialist, these communities weren't available.
Right.
I mean, Al Gore had barely invented the internet. I mean, it was a fledgling thing. And it was, I mean, there was really no place to turn for help. And now you've got a host of online resources, Facebook, Instapage, Instagram, the new one, TikTok, podcast, radio Snapchat, stations,
YouTube.
I mean, everything.
Ben,
so
Venmo or whatever. Some that have gone.
Did you say HBO?
No, Venmo.
Oh,
or Vimeo or something.
That's how
you send me money
sometimes. Venmo. Oh, Venmo. Okay, all right.
VBO or something else. This different platforms that probably been consumed by Facebook or some other conglomerate now.
Jeez.
Nowadays,
just like an art on everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like, about what's happened, Instagram and what else did they buy? They bought something else, but yeah.
Did they buy Starlink? Not Starlink. Does Elon Musk? But didn't they buy something that was Facebook bought? I don't know.
Well, they're buying. They're growing. They're taking the little guys out and taking their technology.
What fellas?
It's all great, but you know, we're here, what we're talking about today.
So today we're going to go over, there's a huge argument apparently about what's better, face-to-face field sales or doing it over the telephone. And before anybody gets upset about call centers, we actually have a call center.
Yes.
And we actually do things the right way. Leads that have requested information, it's documented they've requested information. We've got the timestamps of what we put online from different lead sources that we use that are obviously based here in the United States. Our compliance officer, as much as we argue and don't get along because, compliance, he's laughing because he knows this is very true. She is a stickler for the rules.
Right.
And well, make sure.
You know, most of the products we sell are heavily regulated. So
that they are.
To have that.
There's regulations on top of regulations. So everything that we put in front of you, again, this isn't just something we're saying, do it this way, do it our way. It's the only way. It's not. But it is coming pretty hard from that compliance standpoint. Right. So we all get to maintain our licenses and continue to feed our families.
Right.
Number one. Number two, we're not telling you to do it. We're actually doing it ourselves. So our call center's doing it. Our field partners that have opted to go the way of phone sales. Again, we go back in the day, got licensed. Phone sales wasn't a thing.
Right.
It's you met with your people face-to-face, and that meant drive time. I don't know where all of y'all are tuning in from, but right now we're in the southwest Houston area, close to Sugar Land, Texas, which is only 15 minutes away from downtown Houston?
20 minutes, give or take. With traffic, it's probably longer.
With traffic, it might take
another hour.
It might be 8 hours to get from. There's this saying, and it's very true. If you ever try to drive through Houston, Houston's an hour away from Houston.
That's right.
It takes an hour to go a mile. Again, it depends on what time you catch it. Now, I live north of Houston, 27 miles north of Houston. And it took me almost 2 hours to get into where we are today at our office. So not only do you have the drive time, but you have the aggravation of the traffic. And if you're running 30-minute to an hour appointments, you figure you got 9-10 appointments during the day. And what always aggravated me the most is when I would leave my house, drive clean through Houston, maybe South Houston, Southwest Houston, or out towards the Baytown area, which is East Houston. And I get there, and my client, no show.
Oh, man.
So, you know, we had these things. We got no shows. We got one leggers. And, you know, one leggers, they don't have their spouse with them, or the decision maker is not there, or the kid forgot to, you know, whatever the case is, all parties aren't present. So after you drive that entire way, now you're sitting, geez, I got another hour and 15 minutes before my next appointment. I'll start driving. Well, like I did, I stopped and got an ice cream cone.
Make myself feel better.
Right? I had to make myself feel better. So, you know, not only was I wasting gas, oil, wear and tear on my car, time away from the dog or the kids if it was that day, but I was also getting much larger because, man, I was getting ice cream cones about every fourth stop before I drove on to the next one. So,
like your business is getting larger.
I submitted more paperwork for McDonald's when the ice cream machines were working. I had it down to a science. Gotcha. Like this one and downtown Houston is not working.
Yeah.
You know, once you fight to get inside of it, and then you get there in ice cream shop. So you had to get two cheeseburgers. Something magical about two cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
No,
anyway.
The original ones.
With just pickles. Well, and just, but have you ever seen the movie, The Founder?
Yeah.
That's an amazing movie.
Yeah, it is.
Tenacity.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey,
he never gave up, no matter what he was trying to sell, and he finally found that one niche product that it
just went
there. Yeah,
that's right. Wow. In and out of the drive-thru. But they didn't have drive-thrus back then. It was the walk-up.
The walk-up,
There you go.
Yeah, so just like, you know, old-school sales, you know, you're going in person, and which is really great because you get to really – you know, it's human nature is meeting in person, but with the advancement of the technology, you know, you can go into the home without having to go in the home, right? Mm-hmm. It's old-fashioned customer service with
modern-day
technology, pretty much. Yeah, I forget how they say it. But so, yeah, so aside from doing the sales, and of course we have a call center, but our technology allows our field agents to not have to drive in traffic because our tool through Medicare Center actually has a phone system that they can use right away as long as y'all have your contracts with us. You know, you're trusted to your specialist. You're able to access these tools that we have through our parent company, Integrity, and free of charge. Again, recorded line, which in the Medicare world, especially Medicare Advantage world, you got to be very compliant. So you got to have the call recording because if anything ever happens, if there's ever a complaint, the system is able to provide you a recording of that actual conversation you had from the beginning, from the first point of contact all the way up to when you closed the deal and made the sale.
It's the chain of enrollment, huh?
That's right. Chain of enrollment, that whole process. And it's all timestamp and everything. And it's, you know, very, very great, great tool. You know, and again, it's there to protect. The recording is there to protect not only yourself but also your client, and I think most of the carriers like that aspect of it because when you're in an in-home appointment and there's been complaints, you know, this is before the recordings that it's a he says she said
absolutely,
and most of the time, you know, that saying the customer is always right. Well, you know, CMS may think that the client or the senior, the Medicare beneficiary, was right and the agent was in the wrong. And so there's a big process filing, you know, remembering what you had gone over. Did you explain this? Did you do that? Or did you forget to do this? You know, this is where the errors and omissions come in. The insurance for the insurance agent, just in case anything really drastic happens. But yes, you know, I believe the recordings of conversations really helps when it comes to these allegations.
Oh, absolutely. It does. Again, as Mikey just said, it's a he said, she said. And the challenge with that is, I mean, we have access to, you know, just in the greater Houston area, 15 different carriers with, 1,518 products in between. I mean, this is things that come up on your screen. And when you do business in multiple states or multiple service areas, it's pretty helpful. These are required statements you have to read. Well, I mean, let's think about it. When you go do your annual certifications, are you going to sit there and remember that in the greater Houston area with, you know, 15 bazillion people in it, there are 15 carriers or 1,518 plans, because you may not have certified with one of the lesser known plans, or one of the newer plans, let them get a year or two underneath their belt.
Right. Usually that's kind of what the feeling of an agent. It's like, well, you haven't been established, you know, let's wait.
Let's wait and see. Yeah. And I understand that fully. So, but are you gonna remember that it's 13 glands with 1,507, things you got to be spot on with, because you're forgetting that this new plan only has one or two options available, whereas some of the older brands have 17 different plans, plus the prescription side of it, just the PDPs. And then once you get to Beaumont, East Texas, East Texas, I do my compass there, where there's a few less.
Right.
Now I'm at 10 plans with only 715, or I go up to Dallas and there's more. Whatever the case is, all pops up right in front of you, and you remember to read it. Well, here's the deal with your clients, and this is why the recordings are so important, is your client is listening to what you're saying, but how many hours that day have they been watching the TV, and is there an AEP or OEP?
Right.
And these carriers run out channels for the day, and they've been listening to carrier X go on for 17 and a half hours, and you get there and start talking about plan Y. Well, and the information they're getting in the mail,
right?
You know, how do you think they can get confused that you told them the inpatient hospital stay is $350 a day for the first 7 days? Right. But what they remember was something they saw on TV to where it was $295 flat for no matter how
long you're in there.
So when they're in the hospital for 4 days and they get a whopping bill for $1,300, $1,400, and they're only expecting to pay $295, that's up to you, man. Yeah. And the only way to negate that is on that recording on the phone. Now, here's why a lot of agents haven't moved to that phone platform. Is the cost behind it.
Right.
Okay. So not only would you have to get out and find your own recording software, I used one on my cell phone for the longest time that automatically recorded every call that came through. I didn't have to push buttons. I didn't have to dial in. It was no charge for quite some time. And they started charging. And then I think ultimately the app went away because of privacy and confidentiality things. But had I had to pay for an entire system, it would have been a lot of money.
Right.
Thousands of dollars. If we look at Sunfire or Connecture,
right,
platforms like that, which we utilize for enrollment, and it's how you utilize the over-the-phone application, so you don't have to go out and meet with people. It was $250,000 to buy in before you submitted the first application.
Right.
And at $300 or $600 an app, how many apps would you have to write to cover that cost?
That's right.
Well,
absolutely.
Good.
Well, let's say that's why when we made the decision to join Integrity 2.5 years ago, the technology that they had in place was really what, aside from everything else, was really a big driving factor. Because what they call is shared services, and it's shared among all the business units. So we're TSS considered a business unit that we have access to all these tools free of charge just because we became a managing partner within Integrity. And so the cost is gone. You don't have to pay. You don't have to worry about it. And Medicare Center, they run Connecture and Sunfire in the back end. So you have your choice to pick either or of those tools, and even CSG, if you're familiar with CSG Actuarial, which was mainly more a Medicare supplement, a quoting tool only. And then they recently started doing enrollments or opening up enrollment capabilities on their platform. That's also another option within the system. And then, so there's three quoting tools that have been added or have been combined. But then also they developed where, your system, not only is there your phone system, your quote and enroll tool, but it's a CRM where when you're in front of the profile of your client and you're talking to them on the phone, or you're online using a screen share or doing Zoom, because you're trying to act like you're at the kitchen table without really having to be there, and you're able to click a blue button within the system. As long as you have all the data, it's going to pull you all the plans available within their area, and also pull up the script and say that there are these many plans of carriers available, these many, it'll break it down based on the zip code that you're pulling the data in.
Wow.
It's amazing. Now, of course, you know, you're out in the field, you know, you have all these books, you know, you're obviously only going to present one or two, but you know, if you're doing needs analysis, you know, you used to haul a briefcase the what now I remember you said a roller.
It looked like a suitcase. Yeah. Well, I mean, it had everything.
Right, right. And don't get me wrong, you know, you can still do the same thing in person using our tool. You're just going face to face. Now, it would be up to you to ask that client if you could record that in person conversation, which, you know, some folks may or may not want to do it. So, you know, but as long as you ask, and you tell them why you're doing it, they might be more reluctant to actually agree and say. But in this case, Jeremy traded his briefcase for his iPad, and he can still access the same tools as if he was selling at his house or online over the phone. He can still use the same tools in person.
Yep, absolutely. So instead of driving out to the client's house, because here's the no-shows are going to happen.
Right.
I mean, it's just as certain as breathing and paying taxes. The no-shows are going to happen. Instead of stopping at the next McDonald's to get that ice cream cone that I so badly need, and then, you know, stomping to the next one, because after about three or four of those, it starts to weigh on you mentally. Like, oh my God, I spent all day and now I have nothing. I got seven appointments left. When I made the transition to phone sales, oh my gosh, if they showed up, if there was a no-show, who cares? I got 40 other people to call.
Yep.
And I wasn't limited to the geographical, you know, circumstances I found myself in. I'm not in Conroe trying to figure out how I'm going to get to Amarillo by 11 o'clock by leaving at 10, which is, you know, my MO. All I got to do is just pick up the phone, I'm there.
That's right.
Now, Mike did mention the Zoom or the screen share.
Right.
Now, again, this isn't us just throwing wild numbers out there. We have our internal team. We've got external field agent partners, and we have internal call center agents as well, partners that are directly employed by us here at Trusted Senior Specialist. When we look at, and these folks are used to, what is our average tenure? We just had our award ceremony where everybody got their little, you know, a little trophy plaque thing, how long we've been here.
Oh, yeah.
So he saw me for 10 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been here 14.
14. But some of our sales folks,
the average age.
The average, well.
Not age. Yeah,
but the tenure, some of them are hit 10 years already. Some are.
I'm 10 years.
Yeah, you're 10 years. So some are 11, some are 12 already. It's amazing just because of the opportunity that's available in. They don't have to worry about driving anywhere. And all of our folks are working from home. They're not even here at the office. We're here at our office right now doing this podcast. And we have our folks sitting at home with the tools that we have available. And they're out there just online calling their clients, setting up appointments, doing sales presentations, closing deals. It's pretty awesome, pretty amazing.
And now we left, it was in March, February 23rd of 2020. We all went home to work from, I was a day early because I am all the way up in Conroe. So we came through and started making these decisions. Like, all right, today's your last day. I'm like, damn, I've had such a great time. What'd I do wrong? He said, no, for coming into the office. Okay, all right. So that was saying everybody else, their last day was that Monday. So, but they have been working the phones, and some of those core veteran agents that have been here 11, 12, 13 years, they have been doing over the phone. Yep. Well, when we made the transition to, you know, how do we make this more personal to the client that we're speaking with on the phone? And Zoom was invented, you know, in the midst of COVID. And when they started doing those screen shares of going into the home without going into the home, we saw the close rate go up 40% based on non-screen share. So if we can get them on a screen share, I mean, our close ratio was insanely high for the market that we're in just by showing them what the plan looked like. And that idea came about is what do we used to do in the home? And this is Michael Wilhelm. He said, what did I used to do when I went to the home? So I showed the book.
Right.
And, you know, they can see, touch, and feel exactly what they were getting in the plan, the same thing they can do on the Zoom. Is it required? No, I mean, we'd like to push it because we know what the close rates can be, but it's not something you have to do to be in compliance right. with a sales process.
Right. It just helps you, you know, just kind of get that old customer service feel where like, we'll be at that kitchen table. But not everyone has the technology that we do or, you know, the consumer out there. But, you know, as long as they have a computer or even a smartphone, everyone has a smartphone, they can get on. We don't have to necessarily see them on camera.
No.
Because someone might be camera shy. As long as they can see us and see what we're sharing and what we're showing them, what we're talking about, the summary of benefits, you know, the carrier booklet that shows all the benefits,
mm-hmm.
go line by line, you know, what to expect and what they're getting, and the costs, right? The co-pays, co-insurances, and all the added value benefits that each plan has. And to just showing compared to other plans, you know, they just need to see us and see what we're showing. We don't necessarily need to see them, but there are some that, yeah, hey, I can get on. You know, a lot of seniors these days or Medicare beneficiaries are FaceTiming. So it's the same, just a different, you just use a different platform. Zoom, they FaceTime, you know, they're on doing videos because, you know, they may not have access to their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Their grandchildren aren't using technology. You know, these little kids, you know, using iPads like nothing,
right?
Thing. And so they're video typing with their grandparents. And so that's kind of our demographic, that senior, you know, your 65-year-old up to 70-something-year-old, I think, is a little more tech savvy than your older generation, that great generation, as we would say. But, you know, even some of them are embracing technology because of the fact that they're not close to family. And what better way to not just speak to them, but be able to see them through video, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's definitely, that barrier is kind of broken down as time goes on. And it really makes it more personable and builds that credibility, right?
Oh, yeah. Again, yeah. See, touch, heal, fear.
Yep.
Hear, feel. See, touch, heal, hear, feel. Get a tongue twisted there. Is so powerful in what you're doing versus just the words. And it helps solidify that. Now,
right. It
can get confusing because we do, in the Medicare Advantage world, we do live in that highly, highly structured compliance mindset,
right.
That everything we do, you know, has got to be approved.
Right.
It's got to have, what does she call that? Not the HIC ID, but the
HPMS code or approval code.
Yeah, you know, little things at the bottom.
Right.
HIC, it's not the HIC, no, that's
no, the HIC number. That's for the carrier plans.
So what do you say? Especially over the phone that you know is recorded to make sure all your bases are being hit. Well, again, we are an actual, true, bona fide call center.
Right.
We've been doing call center for the last 17 years, right?
We've been doing call center work, enrollments probably about, let's see, 12, 13 years.
12 or 13.
Actually rolling over the phone.
Okay. So 12 or 13 years of enrolling over the phone in an industry that's dominated by compliance rules and structure. Right. Doing it over the phone as a truly vetted, verified call center was a lot different than what started popping up around the first part of 2020, just a few years ago, where everybody started selling over the phone, but weren't actual call centers.
Right.
So there's a huge, huge difference of how we did it and continue to do it and the ones that do it over the phone now. There's no wrong way to go about this.
Right.
Just when you learn from us, you're actually learning from one of the pioneers of the actual call center, the call center environment that wasn't directly tied in to a carrier. Because we used to do call center enrollments on my very first plan. But again, I couldn't do it when I was doing field duty. It was just when I came in for office hours, right, 3 days out of the month. So how do you make it compliant? Well, there are certain things you got to say and can't say.
Right. We have approved scripts.
Exactly.
We have to get our scripts approved, whether it's a pre-sale script to a sales script or a needs analysis. All that has to be sent up to CMS.
With their tattoo.
Care of Medicaid services. Yep. And approved. So, but yes.
So what you get in the system is not all of the enrollment, the phone, the recording, the CRM, all the business in a box, basically. But you also get the scripts that we've written and had verified and approved by the carriers to show you exactly what you need to say. I mean, it's the entire script laid out of what our call centers use. Now, there's a special going today. Okay. If we take the, Mikey's old Lord. if we take the phone system, and let's just take Sunfire, $250,000. And we take the CRM, and we take the, I already said the phone recording system, the enrollment platforms, and then,
Oh, well, you could throw the scope because this is.
Oh, yeah, scope appointment, absolutely. Yeah, I remember when scopes first came out, and it was the most ridiculous thing. We had to send them in the mail for them to sign it and send it back in the mail. Well, actually, when I first got it, it was no scope required. And then like 3 years later, 2 years later, they came up with it's got to be mailed back into my office 48 hours. And ridiculous.
Before you go out and see them.
Before you
go out and see them. Just have them sign that form, drive back, wait 48 hours, and then drive again to do that.
That was nuts. So, but we did what we had to do to, you know, survive the industry. So all of these features, plus the scripting, I mean, that's got to be a package of value of what, $1,000 a month?
Probably.
Maybe more?
Probably more.
Probably more?
Probably more, just because of the CRM itself and the capabilities that it does, the emailing information and texting. Scope of appointment, emailing and texting that, the quoting, the enrollment, the phone line, the recording of the phone line. And then the little built-in script and within it, and then our scripts. Yeah, that's quite probably maybe a $5,000 value.
$5,000. All right. He'll sell it to you for $5,000. I'll do it for $2,500. So just sign up under me that you get – absolutely no charge.
Yeah,
I mean, right. Access all the tools, future, the technology, the scripting, the coaching that goes behind it, the training that goes behind it. And y'all, the training we have planned for 2024 is unlike anything I have ever seen as far as training in the industry goes. There are some folks out there that do a training once a quarter, once twice a year.
Right.
You know, a lot of folks you sign up for, and when I say folks, I mean FMOs, IMOs, NMOs, which we are. A lot of those you sign up and never hear from your upline ever, ever again. So we want to be engaged with you just like family, family that you actually like, not the ones that you can do without, because we want to be in front of you and with you all the time. So yes, give us a shout. Let us know whatever you need to make this your best year in the industry ever. And if it's your first year, we want to set that bar to where every year after that, you're trying to catch up with what you did with that initial vigor and gusto.
And there's some stats, you know, what versus a sales agent not using our tools versus one that is. And they're 64% more active or more prone to actually do more sales their first year, I believe. And then, It's just amazing how that stat, you know, 64% more productive using our tools than versus someone that's not using the tools and just doing it the old school way with paper enrollments, or maybe just going to each carrier's portal and using that where you have a one stop shop where it doesn't matter what you're selling, whether it's company A, company B, company C, you can all do it through the same platform as long as you have it appointed through us. You're able to access all those within one platform instead of jumping from company A's platform to company B's platform to company C.
So it's remember all those passwords.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and you got to protect your laptop, or if you're carrying that around, you know, you got to follow the HIPAA laws. You know, you can't store your passwords in case your computer gets stolen. And then, you know, if you're one of those that save them within, within Remember Me, they just hit the button, they log right in, they have access to all of your data. So, you know, you definitely got to remember about that and make sure everything's protected. But so going back to the training, aside from us doing personalized training with you, you know, our parent company Integrity, they do a lot of great general training on the Medicare Center. Actually, very, you know, going through everything from your contacts to how the CRM works, how to access the phone recording or your phone line and the phone recording, how all that works, how to quote on each different platform. You know, there's four different ways to quote, but actually we'll have trainings already stored within the system that you can go review on your own when you join us. It's pretty amazing just the different things that they have available. But other than that, you know, I hope you enjoyed this, you know, this content or this podcast. You know, please like, comment, and subscribe to our page. Again, Mike Santos.
Jeremy Johnson. Remember, everyone, to sell something every day.
That's right.
We look forward to seeing you next time. Let us know what you mean. See y'all.
Have a great day.